And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of two men born on the same day in 1809, Charles Darwin, Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln born in a log cabin near Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. Unlike most presidents, he never wrote any memoirs, so we know very little about his early life. He had about 1 year of schooling. His mother died when he was nine, spent much of his adolescence working with an axe. But in his early 20s, Lincoln decided to make himself into a respectable man and moved to New Salem, Illinois, and then to Springfield. Charles Darwin, born in Shrewsbury in Shropshire, England, 1809, he read a book by Sir Charles Lyell, Principles of Geology, suggesting that the Earth was millions of years old. And Darwin went off on an expedition to the Galapagos Islands, spaced far enough apart that the animals on them had evolved over time into different species. It took him about 20 years to publish his findings in his book On the Origin of Species. This is the week of Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, a good time to think about love letters. Zelda Fitzgerald wrote some, who was F. Scott Fitzgerald's great muse. He modeled many of his characters after her and even included lines in his books that were from her letters. They went on their first date on her 18th birthday, and she wrote him this letter when she was 18. "Sweetheart, please, please don't be so depressed. We'll be married soon, and then these lonesome nights will be over forever. There's nothing in all the world I want but you and your precious love. All the material things are nothing. Don't ever think of the things you can't give me. You've trusted me with the dearest heart of all. If you should die, oh, darling, darling Scott, it'd be like going blind. I'd have no purpose in life, just a pretty decoration. Don't you think I was made for you? I feel like you had me ordered and I was delivered to you to be worn. I want you to wear me like a watch charm or a buttonhole bouquet to the world. Without you, dearest, dearest, I couldn't see or hear or feel or think or live. I love you so, and I'm never in all our lives going to let us be apart another night." In 1920, 1 week after his novel This Side of Paradise was published, Zelda and Scott got married at St. Patrick's in New York City and became the most famous couple in America. Here's a poem for today by Nora Pollard entitled St. Valentine's Day. "My father was unable to hug me or talk to me. He could never say, 'I love you.' He was too shy. Two, his mind was in another world. But whenever he came home from his journeys, he'd bring me presents, little lady toilet water, that grand midnight blue Stetson, those many Waterman and Parker pens, the pocketbook with the brass eagle clasp, and for all occasions, overblown cards with a puffy scented satin heart or rose on the front, inside his scraggy signature, 'To my Patty from her daddy.' When you did not give me a Valentine today, I was undone, and I wept in the shower. Even though I am an adult, and no gifts are materialistic, shallow, commercially driven, wasteful crap. But why? Why could you not have wasted some mute love on me?" St. Valentine's Day, a poem by Nora Pollard, from Death and Rapture in the Animal Kingdom, published by Antrim House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA and Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. The Writer's Almanac, written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.